Yeah, it was a great weekend for Donegal, for GAA and Donegal all around. His under 21 hurlers won in the All Ireland as well. And any day you beat Tyrone and the hurling, and any day you beat Monaghan in football, as we know. I mean, a lot of people were saying before the two Ulster finals that maybe the Donegal men were favourites to win, where the ladies weren't favourites. Monaghan were favourites to win that. So great victory and great result. And it's always nice to win in Ulster, and particularly our first one. It's great. And, you know, all the girls are celebrating today, and fair play to them. And, you know, I've been talking to people that say that they have a good chance of winning the All-Ireland. It'd be great to see it.
Yeah, because when you won big games, and particularly when you won titles, Martin, the confidence gets better, and it lifts the team. And I suppose once you get that big one under your belt, then you can move up and step up a number of gears.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're putting in a lot of work. You know, Davy McLaughlin's put in a lot of work into this team this year, and they're working really, really hard. And if you have players the quality of Gerry McLaughlin, who scored 2-8 yesterday, and Amber Barrett, you know, all young players coming through, you have Aoife McDonald, Niamh Hegarty on the 40, really working well, Yvonne McMonagall, these kind of players, you know, you have Kitty here in the captain. That we could name all the players, everybody, you know. Nicola McLaughlin did a great job, the job they had to do. That Monaghan had three very good forwards. Donegal got their tactics exactly right by marking them, and got that right. And then they played with two sweepers back, which they didn't do the day they lost Armagh. They played with two sweepers, one in front of the full back line, one in front of the half back line. And we know sweepers is a big talk in Gaelic football and even in hurling and everything else, but it's effective and it's a great performance. And tactically, Donegal won the battle on the line as well as on the field.
Yeah. And both codes, the football and the hurling here in the county now, will get a lift for the ladies, and what we've seen the under 21 hurlers doing as well. It's been a big weekend, and both codes are going to benefit from it, Martin.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's great the way the whole GAA is going in Donegal at the minute. It's brilliant to see it, and all over the county, from Mallon to Glencullum Kill, from Bundoran to Gidor, there's big interest. You see Donegal jerseys wherever they are. You see people, you drive to Balbuffet times, you see people going along with young lads with hurley sticks and everything. It's great. It's great to see everybody playing sport in the county. It's great to see GAA being so strong, and maybe that's why, you know, even losing to Monaghan lost the final, how disappointed people were. We expect now teams to win at all levels. When I started playing, we're doing well to win a game at all. So that's where we've taken it, and that's the level we're at. And fair play to everybody involved in sport and different types of sport, from, you know, everything we do in the county, from ladies football to men's hurling football and everything else. And it's great the way it's going, and, you know, long may it continue, because we'll enjoy it.
Let's look forward now to this coming weekend. Qualifiers, Donegal against Galway. We've got Tyrone ticking on Sligo. It's a doubleheader at Croke Park. It's nice to be back in Dublin. Nice to be playing at GAA headquarters. What can Tyrone and Donegal do this weekend, Martin?
I'm not too sure. It's nice to be back in headquarters from this point of view. I thought the game should have been a doubleheader in Breffni, personally, myself, to create an atmosphere. You know, you're going to have 20,000 in Croke Park this week. Gosh, I don't know. That'll be it, because, you know, after Sligo's heavy defeat, it's hard to see a big Sligo contingent going up. Tyrone probably will be expecting, I know that their momentum there at the minute, but they're all expecting to win it. And then Donegal is a long travel in the evening, especially for young children in the evening to travel up. And I mean, it's overnight accommodation. First of all, you probably can't get it in Dublin. And secondly, you know, it's too expensive anyway. So people's going to travel up and down. So I just thought it would mean a better decision to have had a doubleheader in Breffni. Why? I don't know why they made that decision. But anyway, it's in Croke Park and we have to get on with it. And looking at it, it's a big game for Donegal. Galway, momentum is with Galway. We look at it. Cork were beaten at the weekend there. They were beaten in the Munster final. They didn't recover from it. Westmeath were beaten. Seemed to not recover. Has been beaten finalists in Leinster. I expect Sligo will be beaten as well. No disrespect to anything, but I expect Tyrone to win that. So is Donegal the one the question mark's over? Can any of the four of them? So, you know, that's where the whole thing is. You're better being beat, in my opinion, in the first round of a competition and the provincial thing than, you know, beaten in the final. It's very, very hard to recover from being beaten in an Ulster final.
Yeah. Well, in saying that, then what's Galway going to present to Donegal, do you think, at the weekend?
Oh, they're going to love playing in Croke Park. We saw their club team on Paddy's Day. I was at it. Paddy's Day, great performance. They love the open pitch, the big pitch, and they have a lot of pace about them. They probably wanted the game in Croke Park. They'll have no fear. They have a lot of quality for it. It's going to be a very, very tough match for Donegal, and it's how they recover and everything else. And I know injury is going to have a bearing on it as well. We hear that Carl Lacey probably is not going to be fit to play, and that's a loss. He was playing really well, and probably people would say if he'd stay in the field, Donegal would have won the match, the Ulster final. But I think that we have the positives we've got to take out of it is the second half against Monaghan. I know there's a lot of people disappointing the county. It was as good a performance that I've seen from a Donegal team, because they threw everything at it. We just couldn't get the ball over the bar, and that's the disappointing thing. But in saying that, it was a good performance, the second half performance against Monaghan.
Donegal like playing in Croke Park? Is it a ground that'll suit their style of play more, Martin?
Ah, yeah, it does. Galway will like it too, but Donegal, like, it's nice to, as you said earlier on, to get back and playing in Croke Park is nice. You know, the second game on, which is maybe all the better because there'll be a bigger crowd in for it and that there. But I just think that Galway, you know, they're on the up. Everything's a bonus for them now. And they're looking at it like that there. From Donegal's point of view, people are still saying, you know, Donegal could win the All-Ireland. I don't think Donegal are good enough to win the All-Ireland. I've said that from the start. But I think that this is a game we're capable of winning. It's a 50-50 match. They're not the same pressure on them as they were going into the Ulster final, you know, to express themselves. And you're not playing against an Ulster team. Ulster football is different. It's tough. It's hard. It's very defensive. It's not going to be that way. Galway will not be like that. Galway are used to have played against Derry and Armagh. That'll be a big plus for them, used to playing against Ulster team. It's a big game. It's a 50-50 game, in my opinion, and hopefully we have a good game of football and Donegal come out on top.